Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, tell us who or what has made you mad. It's therapy time here on Friday's edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase. We've got a $25 gift card to Tin Roof for the best caller. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Kenny Albert at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little hockey with him. Looking forward to that. But right now, we need your participation. We need you to get involved and tell us who or what has made you mad. Willie, would you like to start?
I would rather not start.
Okay.
If you're ready to start.
I am ready. Okay. Because it's probably best that I do this before Kenny Albert comes on.
I know you've prepared. You're ready to go. I'm still formulating in my mind how I want to say this, but you lead it off.
Was watching a lot of the hockey action, as we discussed at the beginning of the show last night. A couple of elimination games. And unfortunately, had to hear this.
I mean, if you think about it, it's a terrific environment with regards to if you enjoy playing and enjoy being with your teammates for long periods of time, it's a perfect place.
Not even any woman here to disrupt their concentration.
Yep. That would be Mike Milbury, yet again.
You know, it's funny again. You say this, Darren. This was going to be, I was trying to formulate in my mind how I was going to say Mike Milbury is on the list, but you beat me to the punch, so keep going.
So,
we're on the same page. Great minds again, think alike.
Mike Milbury has found a way for him to insult somebody, and yet in this case, all females. All women out there listening, when Mike Milbury says this on a national platform again, Max, let's play this. Once again, he says this on the set of NBC Sports Network. This is the Mike Milbury, the guy they keep trotting out as an expert to represent the National Hockey League. This is what he said on a national platform.
Not even any woman here to disrupt their concentration.
That's just, I mean, it's, you just... Shake your head, face palm emoji, Mike Milbury. We've talked about this subject for years. Willie, this is nothing new on this show. This is not, we're not the first people to feel this way. How NBC Sports cannot find another person, which they have. They've been bringing in new people. Okay, we're already seeing that. How they cannot find a way to move on from this guy. He is not good for the game. All he does is say inappropriate things. He's not growing hockey whatsoever. Why they keep trotting him out and why they keep putting him on the studio or on a broadcast, in a studio setting or on a broadcast around a National Hockey League game is beyond me. Like, it is time for NBC Sports to get rid of Mike Milbury. It's time for him to move on. Go do whatever is the next thing in your life, Mike. Job well done. You've found a way to basically tick off anybody and everybody. You're very consistent with that. And drive people away from the game from your stupid comments. And I don't know what he has on NBC Sports for them to keep him employed and keep trotting him out in this capacity, but it's a joke. And yet again, here we are on a Friday at noon, Mike Milbury.
You just made the list!
I mean, what a jackwagon he is. Like, that's really the best you can do? That's the best you can trot out there? The answer is no, it's not. You can do better. NBC, you can do better. Get yes. somebody else. You already have. You've been bringing in people. Get somebody else better than that jackwagon. Because all he does is offend people. He's not growing the sport. Get rid of him. It's time for you to move on from Milbury. He's a dope. End of rant.
Darren, I was going to go the same direction. And you know me, I'm hesitant to do that because, listen, I'm a broadcaster. And if you're a broadcaster, you have to, and this is whether we're talk show broadcasters, people have opinions on our show, right? Some people don't like how we do it. You got to be prepared to take that. So I'm hesitant sometimes to criticize a peer, but it's pretty obvious to me. Like, we've got Kenny Albert on. We're not going to ask Kenny about it. You know, he's a pro. He would never say anything about somebody he's working with. So I'm hesitant to do this. But we've been saying this about Mike Milbury for years, going back to the Stanley Cup final, right? He got on everybody's bad side who's a Predator fan for some of the stuff he said about PK Subban, which was very, very inappropriate. And they had a chance to do something about it back then, and they didn't. But here, I'll take it a step further. It's one thing to have the off-color comments that are inappropriate in this day and time, and the way that he says them, that's one thing. But it's not coupled with this great analysis that might overcome it. In my mind, he doesn't prepare very well for games. He's not very insightful. For example, last night, while his broadcast partners on the broadcast, John Forslund and Brian Boucher, are marveling about how tough Barry Trotz and the Islanders are making it for the Capitals to get any offense. He's saying, hey, you know, he's not seeing that. Milbury is saying they're sitting back. They're playing not to lose, where they're putting together a masterpiece, dominating the neutral zone and squashing any chance for Washington to come back. If you play it right, it's good. So I don't find him funny. I don't find him well-prepared. He's so much lower than everybody else that they've got working these broadcasts that it astonishes me. And I don't like doing that, but it's so obvious to me. So I'm with you on Milbury.
It's just enough is enough. I mean, this stupidity has been going on way too long. I mean, it's just, how many more times does he have to keep, you know, offending people for NBC to wake up and move on from him? Like, enough is enough.
And he's on the top team. He's on the top broadcast. He's on the prime games, the number one games. And he's a weak link. And you look at the standard for who gets to do those games in every sport, it should be the best of what you got. And we can name dozens of better analysts that would be better suited for that position, for the league that we love, the sport that we love. It's just, you know, it's got to be said. I hate to say it, but it's got to be said. He's below standard for that job.
The University of Iowa has just cut their men's gymnastics program, men's swimming program, women's swimming, and men's tennis. Those programs have just been cut. Hate to hear that.
Heartbreaking. Yep.
All right, we'll come back. We'll step
away. I hope someday they will return. That's all we can hope, is that this is not permanent, that someday we'll get back to a place where all those opportunities are out there for all the young athletes that come up through and put a lot of time and energy in to try to get an opportunity to go to college and play the sport they love. It's hard. I'm sure, Darren, that won't be the last announcement like that in the coming months. It's going to happen for a while. I just hope we can come through the other side and eventually recover.
All right, Let's come back on the other side with loaded lines. Let's get you involved. Let's have you participate.
Let's go.
Let's not have Willie give the speech. Okay, the speech works.
I'm ready for the speech.
But let's not do that. Let's not get to that point. 615-737-1025, 737-1025. It's very simple. Just tell us who or what has made you mad. And let's hear from you. We'll do that on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, Willie, get your speech going because clearly we got to wake everybody up today. Nobody's mad. So get it ready. 615-737-1025.
You just made the list.
Yeah, exactly. Let's start with Jake. Jake, who or what has made you mad?
I'm going to have to put the entire United States government on the list if possible. It's going to be a long list.
Okay.
I'm tired of this politicizing this entire thing. I think they need to quit arguing and finally work together for once and try to get over this so that we can actually get some sports back in our lives and some normalcy. And I'll hang up and let you guys. Thanks.
Thank you,
Jake.
You just
made the list.
There's going to be a lot of people that would agree with you. A lot.
Well,
could we get on the same page?
But
I don't know.
Hindsight is 2020. I mean, this is something's going on. But like going back, I really do wish we could have gotten off to a better start and controlled this better. But we didn't know then what we knew now. All of it. I mean, I'm raising my hand. I had no idea. You know, we were in Montreal. I'll never forget having lunch going, coronavirus, is this really going to – no fans in Columbus? We're going to go to Columbus and play a game with no fans? What's happening? You know, it just – I wasn't aware of how serious this was going to get within 2 or 3 days after I was having those thoughts. But I wish we had done a better job as an entire unit, as an entire country, so that we're not where we are today. I think back in March and April when we were all speculating, Darren, that we thought that we would be in a better space here when school got back into session, mm-hmm. that we would be through the worst of it. But
yep.
We are where we are. And so we got to go forward where we are today.
Well, it was about getting through this first layer, calming down, and then preparing for wave two. Well, there was
right.
None of that.
The picture of the wave, you know, being at the beach, the waves, it's a different picture now.
We were waiting for the calm, but there was no calm.
Yeah.
There was just constant waves. It was good surfing for 5.5 months because it never calmed down.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Danny. Danny, you're up next. Who or what is on your list?
See, my people on my list is at work. I'm not going to say names or anything, but this past weekend I had a family member who passed. I'm in the military, so they have to send from home a Red Cross message saying that, hey, someone's passed. You may need to take emergency leave. So we put that in on Saturday. Funeral was Wednesday. So I keep on checking in. Hey, did you guys get this? Nothing. So Tuesday, finally go ahead, get through with some of my bosses and say, hey, I've been telling y'all since Saturday, someone's passed. I need to leave for a funeral and be gone for just a few days. They gave me a day. Really not on them. What is really on is the people who took the phone call who never delivered the message to my bosses. So it was out of their hands. So the person who decided to take the notification and never pass it on, they're definitely on my list today.
Definitely.
Rightfully
We're sorry
so.
To hear that, Danny. We're sorry to hear that.
It's all good. Part of life, guys. Thanks. Love the show.
Thank you. First of all, I think I don't know this for a fact, but don't you, by law, aren't you supposed to be allowed more than a day? I could be wrong, but am I wrong on that? Anybody? Anyone?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought you were bereavement. You got more than a day.
It seemed reasonable that you would get more than a day.
Yeah. It's not good. That's not good. I'm sorry to hear that. 615-737-1025, 737-1025. Who or what has made you mad? Kenny Albert coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've got a $25 gift card to Tin Roof on the line for the best You Just Made the List. And we'll have Friday trivia in the final hour. Willie, I guess it's time for you to give the speech, man.
You know, Darren, you should have given the baton a little bit earlier. I would have given the speech. And while we're at it, I'm just going to paint the picture for 1 o'clock, too, so I don't have to repeat myself at 1, but I will if I need to.
Okay.
But this is Friday. This is Friday. We've had a lot of stuff going on in our lives. It's hustle and bustle. We're getting back to school. We got a lot of challenges, as we know. We want to know what's on your list. Put someone or something on your list. You can win a gift card. You will feel better. You will have exhaled. It's Friday. You're heading into your weekend. You'll have that good feeling of, I got it off my chest. And all of Nashville heard me on You Just Made the List. All you've got to do is call us, and you might win. 615-737-1025. And if we don't select you, you'll have definitely gotten that feeling of, I got it off my chest. You'll feel better regardless. You have nothing to lose. Just call 615-737-1025. Take the low-hanging fruit. We've had plenty of things this week that are obvious things that you could put people on the list for if you choose. So all you got to do is call 615-737-1025. And then get ready for trivia at 1. Maybe they're just holding back, Darren, because they know they want to call at 1 o'clock for the trivia. And they're preparing. They're studying right now. They're wondering, what's Darren's topic going to be today? I feel like it's going to be this. I'm going to study. That's maybe what Nashville is doing right now.
There's only 2 rounds today, since there's only 2 of us. So only 2 rounds. So
yeah,
your odds are better.
You got a good chance to win.
Yeah. There's no way. I look at enough social media to know that you're all not in that good of a mood. Like, give me a break. I see the things people are posting. There's something that's made you mad. I mean, come on. I'd like to believe we're all in a really, really good mood on this kind of overcast Friday, but I just don't believe that. I really don't. I see the comments that are made out there, and there's enough out there for people to be mad. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up next. Who or what has made you mad?
Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yep. We got
Yeah, go ahead,
yeah,
Mike.
Here's my beef. Here's why he's on the list. If I hear Chase one more time tell everybody how to handle Corona, or just, it's a general pep talk to the public. Just do this, just do that. I'm not pro or anti-mask. I'm easy, whatever. But I keep hearing, again, love Chase. If I hear Chase one more time, just give the old start from the beginning, go to the end, his thoughts about how, you know, the season's going to play out, if we'll make it. He seems to be kind of the worst one that likes to spill that. We don't care. Unless your last name, even if your last name is Chase Fauci, keep yourself. We've all got our opinion. Nobody cares.
You just made the list.
Thank you.
Man.
Even if it's Chase Fauci.
Chase Fauci. Poor Chase is even here to defend himself.
He is not. Oh.
Hey, we asked for it. He's, you know, we're all fair game. As we said, we're criticizing Mike Milbury. People can put us on the list. I got on the list last week.
Oh, we've all been on the list.
Yeah.
You know that. In fact, didn't you get on until further notice?
I've been on a permanent list. I am on the list permanently. Until further notice. And by the way, the jingle is still out there, by the way.
It is.
So I won't be getting off that list anytime soon.
Nope. $5 foot long. William, who or what is on your list?
Good evening. Well, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Well, let's see. I have a funny addition to the list this week. I've been watching the NBA playoffs, and, I mean, it's beautiful. I'm sorry, I'm navigating right now, I'm sorry. But it's beautiful, you know, great basketball being played. But for some reason, it feels like the most expensive rec league championship that's ever been created. It's like, it just feels like I'm going into Shelby, or I'm going into some other rec center around Nashville, and, you know, watching some of my boys play. It's like, ain't nothing going on. Where the noise? The crowd noise doesn't even register with me. It still feels like watching, you know, like the 47-year-old cat in the corner shooting threes after somebody, you know, brings it up.
NBA's on my list.
I've actually been that guy, the 40-something in the corner waiting for somebody to pass me the ball in one of those leagues. So I can relate. He is absolutely right. William is dead on. It does have that feel of just going to the local gym for the pickup game or the men's league games, the old man game, whatever you want to say. But it is beautiful basketball. I agree. It is fun. There's only so much you can do to spruce it up, and they've done everything they can. It's different. There's no question.
Yep. Raptors, Nets.
I love that. I love that analogy.
Oh, it's fantastic. That is getting ready to tip here. Toronto trying to take a commanding lead. They're already in a commanding lead in that series. Nuggets and Jazz. That's an interesting one coming up today. That'll tip at 3:00. Let's go to Charlie. Last one, then we got to get Kenny Albert. Charlie, who or what's on your list?
What's up, Darren? Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Hey, so on my list, I want to put the football fans on my list. And by that, I mean the ones that are complaining about with it being no fans in the stadium. Now, I heard your rant earlier this week, and I 100% understand that we have no idea what we're doing as far as with no fans on a field or with a limited capacity. But at this point, I mean, whatever it takes, just bring me back football. I'm okay with sitting on the couch and watching it on my TV in my living room.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm with you.
Complaining and saying what's right, what's wrong. I mean, keep in mind, we're living in different counties, different states, so everything's all different. But, I mean, if that's what it takes to have a regular season, I mean, I'm all on board.
You just made the list!
We're on the same page, Charlie. If it meant that's the only way for the season to exist, then I'm with you. Like, I would not say a word about fans.
Like Willie said all the time, flatten the curve.
Yeah. I think we can do both, but if it was one or the other, of course I'm taking no fans and have the product play. Yes.
Well, let me add one more thing. And if we do have fans, I mean, don't we have like ushers and securities that work at the stadium? And like, let's just say we use the bottom row as far as getting, let's just say we do get tickets. We do get tickets and we have a limited amount of rows that we can get. Don't the ushers be in charge of like certain amount of people that could be spaced out, at least in the front row, to have some sort of fans? I mean, keep in mind, I mean, at least in our stadium, we're outside and we're not in the dome.
Yeah. No, so, you're right.
I mean, it should be easier, right?
Yeah, should be. Should be. Hey, Charlie, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll come back. Kenny Albert on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Chase McCabe will be doing the show this afternoon with Floyd Reese. So that's coming up after us from 2 until 6 p.m. We always enjoy our chats with our next guest. Kenny Albert is on the line with us. You can hear him, part of the NBC Sports Network crew or NBC Sports crew, broadcasting crew. He's been doing a great job, and we always enjoy talking to him. Kenny, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. It looks like there's a chance tonight that this first round could wrap up. We'll see if anybody can keep these series alive between Montreal and St. Louis. It's up to them to win and try to push these things to game 7. How do you feel about these two matchups tonight?
Well, as far as St. Louis-Vancouver, I've worked every game in this series, and it's been a terrific series. Really a lot of fun. The Canucks won the first two games. The Blues won the next two. The Canucks came back from 3-1 down to win game 5, and right from the start, we felt, Pierre McGuire and I, that this could go 7, could be a real long series, and it's always the hardest to win that fourth game, and the Blues are a defending champion. They faced elimination games 3 times last year, and they won all 3, so I stay out of the prediction business, but certainly wouldn't be surprised either way tonight. Vancouver bounced back in a big way. They were, about 30 minutes from going down 3-2 and scored 3 straight goals in the second period. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. What do you think? And I realize they played most of the season without Tarasenko, but how do you think that has affected the St. Louis team since he left the bubble?
Well, certainly, their best pure goal scorer only played 10 games during the regular season and did not score in the games he played coming off shoulder surgery and went back to St. Louis to get that evaluated. So definitely a factor, in particular on the power play, although over the last 2 games without Tarasenko, they have scored three power play goals. But some of their other players have stepped up. The line of Jaden Schwartz, Ryan O'Reilly, and David Perron with 8 goals in the series. Braden Shannon scored some big goals. So, you know, they're a team we saw in the playoffs last year. They didn't rely only on Tarasenko. They got some big goals and solid efforts from guys up and down the lineup.
Well, I tuned in last night to watch Calgary and Dallas, and right out of the gates, I'm like, well, I guess the Flames want to push this to 7. This puppy's going to 7. And it didn't take long for me to get out of that mode and realize, oh, wait a minute, Dallas is going to have something to say about that. That thing turned in a hurry, didn't it?
Definitely one of the craziest games that I've ever worked and been at in person. Calgary scores 3 goals. They come out on fire, no pun intended. 3 goals in the first 6.5 minutes, and Dallas doesn't even have a shot at that point. And it looked like, you know, that was it. Like Calgary would just steamroll Dallas last night and force a game 7. And then Milan Lucic takes a bad penalty after the whistle, goaltender interference, and Eddie Olczyk called it right away on the broadcast. He said, wow, this one could really come back to haunt Calgary, and it sure did. Dallas scores on the power play. They settle things down. Now it's 3-1 heading into the second period, and then Dallas just steamrolled Calgary in the second with 5 goals. Gurianov scored 3, finished with 4 in the game, and Calgary just looked so deflated during that second period. They didn't have a chance in the third. And first game in playoff history, you guys may have heard that last night, first time ever that a team took a 3-goal lead and then in the same game trailed by 4 goals. That's never happened before.
Gosh, that is crazy. That is a crazy stat. We obviously got to know Barry Trotz really well here with his time in Nashville. And to see that, we were kind of laughing in the first segment of the show, Kenny, to see them dismantle Washington, of course, where he won the cup as their coach in this series, and to do it last night in a shutout on 17 shots. They won 4-0 on 17 shots. Pretty amazing.
Well, a lot of people felt going into the series, if there's anybody that knows the Capitals better than anybody else on the outside, it's Barry Trotz, who won the Stanley Cup with the Caps, obviously, in 2018. And both of you and I know him very well for a long time. And when you look at the tandem of general manager Lou Lamoriello and Barry coaching the Islanders, they've done a remarkable job in the 2 years. And they extinguished the Capitals in 5 games. The shutout yesterday, as you mentioned, by Varlamov, who's another former Capital. Nicholas Backstrom missed a good portion of the series, so that was a big loss for Washington. But you have to give credit to Barry and the Islanders and their style of play, like you said, holding the Caps to the 17 shots. They had a 2-0 lead in the prior game, in game 4, when they were going for the sweep. And then Ovechkin scored a couple of beauties to win that game for the Caps. But the Islanders move on and await their next opponent. If the Flyers win tonight, it'll be the Flyers and the Islanders in the next round. But if Montreal wins, they'll have to wait and see, pending the Game 7.
We're talking to Kenny Albert from NBC Sports. And, Kenny, first of all, I got to marvel at what you and John Forslund and Gord Murphy are doing. It's just the 2 games in one day, knowing that any of them could go to overtime, it has got to be unbelievable, the preparation you're putting into and just the taxing on your voice. Is your voice holding up, first of all? You hanging in there?
Knock on wood, the voice is fine. you know, now it gets lighter, believe it or not, because there's only one game a day for the most part,
right,
from here on out with fewer teams. But I did have 3 games on 2 separate days, last Friday and last Sunday. So it was a 7-game-in-3-day stretch. When I look back, there was 1 game on Saturday, the middle day. But on Sunday, which was 5 days ago now, I had 3 games, and 2 of them went to overtime, the first and the third.
Oh.
So it was 11 periods of hockey. And to be honest, Willie, you know, the adrenaline takes over, as you know, and I think about the guys who do March Madness every year and work 4 games on that first Thursday or Friday for CBS and on the radio side. Although basketball games are shorter and I think a little less taxing than hockey just due to the pace, but still, to do 4 in one day is incredible by many of our peers and colleagues. But the 3-game day, to be honest, I felt so fresh. I felt like I could have done a 4th game. I really did. I think the adrenaline carries you through. You know, as far as the prep, in this situation, it's similar to the Olympics where you have so many teams in one place. So I've worked really all four series, not every game in all four, but I worked the entire Dallas-Calgary series, all six games. Tonight's my sixth game in Vancouver-St. Louis. I worked four out of the five Arizona-Colorado and one out of the five Chicago-Vancouver. So tonight's game 17 in 11 days since I got here to Edmonton following the four-day quarantine in the hotel that we all had to go through. So a lot of prep during that four-day stretch in the hotel for all four series, and I was watching the games while I was stuck in the hotel room. But the basic prep work is done before game one, so after that it gets easier. You're just keeping up with everything and reading the clips and updating the stats and numbers and listening to the coach and player press conferences. But once you do that series for the first time, the prep actually gets easier. But it has been surreal and bizarre, you know, working so many games involved in all four series in the Western Conference. And John Forslund and Gord Miller, like you said, have been doing the same thing in the Toronto bubble in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, Gord Miller. I think I said Murphy. I don't know what I'm thinking. Is there a Gord? There's a Gord Murphy somewhere.
Gord Murphy was an assistant coach with the Rangers during the playoffs.
Yes.
He was a former player. He was with the Hartford Wolfpack as a coach, and then he replaced Lindy Ruff on the staff. And his son, Connor Murphy, was here in Edmonton playing for Arizona.
I don't think I was thinking of
Chicago.
It. Yeah.
Playing for Chicago. He used to play for Arizona.
There you go. Kenny, the other challenge you have, obviously, is a lot of times your analysts or multiple analysts are in different places. And so you're not able to, you know, make the eye contact, which is nothing new because a lot of times your analyst is down between the benches. But the synergy you guys are showing is pretty remarkable. Sometimes your analyst is back in Stamford, Connecticut, of course. So what has that challenge been like?
Right. And during this unique time, we've seen it in all sports with you know, baseball announcers not at the stadium, some of them doing games from home. Some hockey guys are doing the same thing. Eddie Olczyk was in Stamford, and Eddie was with us last night, not here in Edmonton, but he did the game with Pierre and I. Doc Emmerich has done some games from a remote location up in Michigan where he lives. So it's sort of the new normal, and it's unique. You know, Pierre is always downstairs inside the glass, so he's not next to me whenever I work games with him, but he's in the building. But last night we had Eddie in a different country than us working the game. But it's been pretty smooth, I have to say. There's only about a half-second delay for Eddie or whoever's doing the game remotely, so that's not been an issue. And I worked seven games. You know, I know, Willie, you did the Predators games in the first round off the monitor. I worked the three Rangers games on the radio against Carolina, and I also worked four games from Stamford for NBC before I came out to Edmonton. And it went a little better than I expected as far as identifying the players and calling the game off the monitor. You know, the one issue is sometimes not seeing penalties away from the play. If the referee right. out of the picture raises his arm or something's going on away from the play, you won't necessarily see that initially. But as far as calling the game, that went a little better than I expected.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. It was better than I expected as well. Kenny, I want to ask you about Vancouver. I think they are a really compelling team that's, you know, it seems to be that they're on the rise. They've got some players. It's just great, I think, for the national audience to get a chance to see Elias Pettersson and Brock Besser and some of these guys, Quinn Hughes, just bursting on the scenes, having a lot of success. It's great for maybe the casual fan to have a chance to see them as they grow because that can only help the league.
Absolutely. You know, those of us on the East Coast don't get the chance to see Vancouver very often or any of the Western Conference teams in person. But, you know, to watch Quinn Hughes play on a day-to-day basis here, he's had a tremendous rookie year. You mentioned Pettersson and Besser. Bo Horvat's the guy that's really stood out to me, the captain. He scored two goals in game one, two goals in game two. You know, never really had the opportunity to watch him live very often. So they're a fun team. And then JT Miller, a former Ranger in Tampa Bay Lightning, who was acquired in a trade, and he led the Canucks in goals and points this season, career highs in both categories. So they're a fun team. And the goaltender, Jacob Markstrom, has been outstanding as well.
Before we let you go, Kenny, give us a quick thought on the Rangers. You're very close to them. The obviously, the Predators were disappointed not to get the first pick, but at least – nobody in the division got the first pick. And so if it was going to be somebody else, we were glad to hear that it was going to be somebody in the East. But the Rangers, getting the first pick on top of some of the young talent that's starting to look pretty good. That's an exciting team that looks like they're going in the right direction.
Well, they've gone through a remarkable transformation over the last 2.5 years. They traded away a lot of their veteran players and acquired draft picks and younger players and assets, and it's been rebuilt a lot quicker than some people expected, and a lot of it has to do with the free agent signing of Artemi Panarin, trading for Jacob Trouba and Adam Fox, and the emergence of a young goalie in Igor Shesterkin, and then 2 years in a row now, really getting lucky in the draft lottery. Last year they had a 6% chance to move up to the second pick, and they did, and selected Kaapo Kakko, who had an up-and-down regular season, but he was real good in the playoffs. The pause seemed to benefit him when he went back to Finland and looked more confident and bigger and stronger. And now, with a 12.5% chance, they get the number one pick, and everybody's talking about Alexei Lafreniere being the clear-cut number one pick in the NHL draft this coming October. So, exciting times if you're a Ranger fan. The loss to Carolina, the sweep, was certainly disappointing, but there's a silver lining. People will forget about that pretty quickly because they did win the lottery and have the number one pick.
Yeah, I didn't see any conspiracy theorists out there saying that the ping pong ball was frozen. So that was good to see it was all done on the up and up. By the way, do you know if you're doing the Stars Av series?
Still waiting to hear. I have a feeling I'll probably be involved in both. I'm not sure if I'll be working every game. Like I said, Doc's been doing some games from a remote location, but I would think I would probably be heavily involved in both West Series since I'm the only one here in Edmonton along with Pierre.
Right.
So Dallas, Colorado. And Dallas won all four regular season games. I know it was a long time ago, but they actually won all four regular season games with the Avalanche, and then Vegas getting ready to host the winner of St. Louis, but play the winner of St. Louis and Vancouver.
I'm seeing on Twitter, and you know if it's on Twitter, it's true, Kenny, that that game people are throwing out there that could be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock our time, Central Time.
I've heard that's a possibility. We'll see.
Yeah,
We'll see what happens, but no official confirmation yet.
Hey, thanks for doing this as always. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, that is Kenny Albert. Does a fantastic job calling these games. You just heard his schedule. It's crazy. And by the way, just said he could have felt like he could have done a fourth in one day. That is just hard to even take in. No kidding. He said he was just going on adrenaline.
To keep the enthusiasm, you know, that's the key. You can do it. And, Darren, I did three in one day way back when you and I was part of the high school championships, the Blue Cross Bowls in Murfreesboro. I did a day where I did a Blue Cross Bowl game with Pat Spruduto and yourself. Then I went and did a Vanderbilt basketball game on CSS. May it rest in peace. There's no such thing as CSS anymore. But I did a Vanderbilt-Tulane game on CSS and then went, and I think you were filling in for me in the first period or so, and then I relieved you because it was a West Coast game that the Predators were playing against the Sharks that started at like 9:30. So I did a noon, a 7, and a 9:30. So I did three games in one day, and you can do them, right? But you're just so fatigued by the end. But that's what is amazing about Gord Miller and Kenny and John Forslund. You don't hear a difference when they're doing the second or third game, right? They're just as enthusiastic. They're just as excited. They're just as sharp. That's pretty good stuff.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.